Rod Sadler, you're a retired Eaton County Sheriff's Department sergeant, but the Don Miller case precedes your time in law enforcement, right?
It does, but not by much. I was actually finishing high school in 1978 as this case was unfolding. And so already knowing what my career was going to be, I was kind of following the story because it was close by. And they suspected Don Miller, who was a criminal justice graduate from Michigan State University.
We know about four murder victims. Martha Sue Young was first. We also know about Marita Choquette, who worked here at WKAR, Wendy Bush, and Christine Stewart. Do you think there's a chance that he killed more people than those four?
Everyone that I interviewed for the book, including former Ingham County prosecuting attorney Peter Hauck, former Eaton County prosecutor Mike Hocking, who actually prosecuted Miller and put him away, they and several other people do feel that Don Miller may have killed other people.
Your book goes into great detail about the investigation and the arrests. How much news coverage was there? How much perhaps fear was there in the streets of Lansing and East Lansing during this time?
I would say that there was a lot more fear than I wrote about. And as a matter of fact, Peter Hauck did a short blurb about the book for me. And he said that what the book doesn't convey is the fear in the community. My first two books that were self-published, I wrote those books and they were simple murders, if that's a phrase, one murder and then a double murder. In this particular book, Killing Women, I had to do four murders, sexual assault, and two attempted murders. There was so much information that I wanted to relay about the investigation that there were some things that I did have in there that my publisher asked that I remove just to pare the book down, if you will. So I would say in answer to your question, there was a lot of fear in the community, particularly the more women that came up missing. Fortunately, when the last victim came up missing, Christine Stewart, Miller was apprehended within two or three days beyond that. So that put the community fear at rest.
You mentioned that he was arrested just a few days later, but it wasn't in connection with that case. It was in connection rather with the rape and two attempted murders, right?
That is correct. 2 days after Christine Stewart came up missing, Miller broke into a home in Eaton County's Delta Township, and he raped a 14-year-old girl and was literally in the process of strangling her when her brother came into the house. Fortunately, her brother didn't see what was going on. Miller turned his attention to him, and that's how he ended up getting apprehended.
Do we know how those two are doing? Are they still surviving? Are they part of your book?
They are part of my book, and I will tell you that they're doing very, very well. They look forward to reading it. I interviewed one of them for the book, The Mail, and I just assume not share their names here in the interview, but you'll read them in the book. But they're looking forward to it. They understand it may be a difficult read for them, but they're very supportive of it because of what's going to happen in the future, the unknown. And that's why they're supportive of it, and they want to see this book published.
Rod, I asked for an interview with Don Miller through the Michigan Department of Corrections, and he declined to talk with me, but he sent you a few letters. Can you tell me about that correspondence?
Yes, that is correct. What happened was when I was researching the book, I interviewed Don Miller's attorney, Tom Bengston, and I asked Mr. Bengston, I said, do you think that Don would talk to me? And he said, no, I don't think that he will. He said, but I've already talked to his dad, Gene. And here's Gene's phone number. And well, I wasn't going to blindside Don's dad. He's 87 years old. So I wrote him a letter. And the next thing I know, he called me. And we talked. And he said he would ask Don if he would write a letter to me. And the next thing I know, I got my first letter from Don. And it was very short. It said, hey, I understand that you talked to my dad. He really enjoyed speaking with you. And I'm going to write you a longer letter that explains what was going on in the mid 70s. And so I kind of took it with a grain of salt. I thought, well, it's promising, but I'll wait and see if it actually happens. And then, believe it or not, a couple weeks later, I did get a second letter from him, a very detailed letter, 2 pages, handwritten, about what went on when he killed Martha Sue Young and the 3 other women. And then I got a third letter from him after I had written him back thanking him. He wrote me back a third time and just said simply, that sounds great. I had told him where I was going to put it in the book. And that was basically it.
Could you read me a bit from one of those letters?
I'd be happy to. And I will read you 2 bulleted points in the letter. Don Miller's first statement in this letter to me is, you can use this in your book. And so I did take advantage of that. One of the bulleted points, he writes, untreated, I could, parenthesis, like a blocked steam pipe, only stockpile so much anger, frustration, and over 2 to 3 years, accumulation via repression. I exploded like a steam pipe on Martha Young and wrongfully took her life, while at the same time crying out, quote, the pain must stop. My God, I wish I could undo all this. People reading this, please deal with repression issues you or others may have, plus any unrelated, unrealistic concept of love. Repressing such issues with its frustration and anger eats away at your personality, and repressing has its accumulation unto an eventual behavior explosion. The next bulleted point, he says, subsequent crimes by me between 1977-78 were based on me replaying mental types within of my one-time unresolved issues noted earlier in this statement with Martha Young. Reliving noted cycle of repression, accumulation of frustration with anger into an eventual explosion, coming apart at the seams, and at this cycle explosion, I took 3 other lives between 1977-78.
Wow, it's amazing to hear that in his own words.
Yeah, and he admits to taking the lives of 4 women. The interesting thing I found in this letter is that he did not mention the rape of the 14-year-old girl and the attempted murder of her and her brother.
Rod Sadler is the author of the new book, Killing Women, about the Don Miller case. I want to move on to the fact that during his time in prison, a weapon was discovered in his room. It's described as a garrote, or otherwise it's something that can be used to strangle someone. Can you discuss whether that's included in Killing Women?
It is. And I think that's important. And the reason that I included that is because the public needs to understand that Don Miller is not in prison right now for killing women. Don Miller served his time for those murders and was due to be released in the late 90s. And there was a committee formed, the Committee for Community Awareness and Protection. And it was a group of attorneys, survivors, corrections, legislators, and they were seeking a way to keep Don Miller behind bars. And Peter Houck said the best way to find out about a person is to review their prison records. And they discovered this garrote case that had occurred about 2 or 3 years earlier. I believe it was in 94. And so they got to looking into that, and they realized that Don Miller had never been charged criminally with that offense. He was charged administratively through the corrections department, and he lost his good time, and they transferred him down to Jackson. But he hadn't been charged criminally. And so Eaton County prosecuting attorney at the time, Jeff Sauter, took it upon himself to begin to investigate that. He sent some investigators up to Kinross facility. They met with a state police detective, and they put this case together. And the Chippewa County prosecutor at the time charged Miller with possession of a weapon in his prison cell. And that's how that all came about. When that came to trial, Tom Bengston was his attorney. And Tom Bengston told me flat out in an interview, he said, I felt that it was all a sham. And in the closing argument of that trial, and by the way, the jury was not allowed to know that Don Miller was in prison for murdering four women. They simply knew that he was in prison and that he was being charged with possessing that weapon. When they did find out after his conviction, they were abhorred that they hadn't been told that he had murdered four women and that his preferred method of operation was strangulation. And so that's how that all came about. And again, getting back to this whole thing about including that in the book, I think it's important because in 2031, Don Miller will have served his time and Don Miller will be released from the corrections department and Don Miller will live among us again.
He's up for parole next year again.
He is. Certainly there's a possibility that he could get parole, but if he doesn't, in 2031, he'll be released from prison.
What would his age be in 2031?
He will be in his mid-70s.
When you consider that Don Miller could become a free man at any point in the next 11 years, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, my wife's not too keen on the idea because he obviously has our address. I usually, when I start a book talk about the Don Miller case, I like to begin by asking the public or my audience, the first question is, how do you begin a letter to a serial killer? And they all kind of look dumbfounded. And I say, I'll tell you how, with someone else's return address. I haven't thought about it. I'm disturbed by it, I guess, because Don Miller took the lives of four women. And Don Miller raped a 14-year-old girl. And Don Miller tried to then strangle her. Yeah, I'm disturbed by it. When I speak with Don's dad, and he and I have become friends. He's a wonderful man. He's very level-headed. Certainly, he thinks that Don has been rehabilitated throughout the years in prison. I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I get asked that all the time. I don't know. I just don't know. Would I want to take that chance living next to him? Probably not. I will tell you that I interviewed Martha Sue Young's sister, and I honestly don't know where she lives. It was a phone interview, and when we had our phone interview, she said, before I answer any questions, I want to ask why you're writing this book. And it kind of took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that, but I knew immediately my answer was because people have forgotten who Don Miller is and people have forgotten what Don Miller did. And Don Miller's going to get out of prison someday and people need to know that. And she was comfortable with that answer. And we talked for about an hour.
Rod Sadler is the author of the new book on the Don Miller case, Killing Women. Rod, thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.